CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Wednesday, also known as Hump Day. And I'm very excited because the girl sitting next to me is so beautiful, I might hump her. Welcome back to the show, Tayshia.
Hello. Woo-hoo.
You've become like Madonna. You're just like a Tayshia. I was looking at your Instagram this morning and your Instagram is just Tayshia.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
How I mean, to be honest with you, I love it that way. I really don't... Fun fact about me, last name has changed before and it almost did again. So at this point, we're just dropping it all.
Got it. Is you Adams mean? Your birth name?
My maiden name.
Maiden, that's the right word.
No, that
Thank
is
you.
It. Yeah.
Well, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
I love having you here. You are a hard woman to book. You're traveling. You're here. You're there. You're a star. You're hosting The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. How is Tayshia? Welcome back to New York, first of all.
Thank you. I love it here, number one. It's warmer today.
Yes, beautiful.
To what it's been the rest of the week, which... I have a bone to pick with New York. Y'all know that.
With Mother Nature.
But I'm so happy. I'm like in this city. I love it. I feel more New York, like a city girl than Orange County.
And this is your permanent residence, right?
I mean, I still have a place in Orange County.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
And you travel a lot.
Yeah.
Your family's there. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I actually booked a flight for tomorrow, so.
Oh, no.
I need sun.
100%. So what's it like living in New York? Not a lot of people who come off The Bachelor live in New York. A lot of people move
to
LA.
Are you joking? No. I feel like I was one of the first to
move
here. Now there's about 35 people. And I'm just like, I actually tried to do something different. Now
you're
it's
not like
this
girls.
Is the main hub for all Bachelor
you're
people.
You're not like other girls.
No, I mean, you know what? Now I just have to move to London.
Totally. Well, the thing is I have to be totally honest. The last season of The Bachelor I ever watched was your season. Well, you / Claire. And I'm so excited you're here because we have this running joke at the Toast that like I need to tell you about. So when we used to recap your season, for some reason, we back onto like not really a busy street, but there's a street behind us. And for some reason, like whenever we would talk about you, like these trucks would honk their horns so loud. And it's like annoying for us because when we try to record audio, you want premium silence. And they're always being so loud. So we used to call them the truckers for Tayshia because they were here supporting you. And every time we would say the word Tayshia, I swear to God,
no.
A truck would show up. Yes. So the truckers for Tayshia, I hope they show up today. But I want to let you know, like, you have the truckers of America behind you.
It's so funny, though, because, like, that started appearing on my Instagram. And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Did
but, like... Yeah, people go truckers for Tayshia. Like, and they'll say it like all the time. And I'm just like, I mean, like, is it because I wear a trucker hat sometimes? Like, I'm confused. But like, also at the same time, maybe I need to date a trucker. Like, I didn't know what they were trying to say.
No, literally, the truckers for Tayshia, they are like a fierce group.
Wow. Well, thank you, truckers for Tayshia.
Thank you,
Tayshia. I truly appreciate it. Yeah.
The truckers just.
I actually pay all of them to do that. So.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's catch up a little bit. You're going to dive into the Fast Five. It's also Wednesday, so we're going to get advice.
Okay.
We've got some interesting submissions today, and I would love to get your take on them.
Oh, Lord.
But before we catch up on that, like, how's single life? How's Tayshia doing?
Tayshia's actually doing really well, which I'm not going to lie. It was a little rocky.
Of course.
For a little bit.
Breakups are hard.
Very hard. But also at the same time, I really think that my trip to London was kind of like the refresh, the rebirth, the like new
rejuvenation.
Yes. It's exactly what I needed. And it's been phenomenal ever since.
Good.
Yeah. It's kind of just like you needed to just do something on your own. And that's what exactly I needed to do. And I just walked around and everyone's like, what did you do there? Like, did you have an agenda? I'm like, I actually went with no agenda. And like, that was the agenda.
Yeah.
And I just learned so much about myself. Although it is a little odd constantly going to like happy hour by yourself.
Gets a little sad.
Yeah, just a little bit. So I did start to make friends and whatnot. But I'm happy to be back in the city.
Do you prefer traveling by yourself or with like friends? I don't think I've ever traveled by myself that wasn't like work related.
It's actually really fun to travel by yourself.
I can imagine.
Because like you don't have to worry about like everybody else, mm-hmm. but also at the same time, you can like stay longer. You can do this, do that. I don't know. You can meet whoever and you don't have to feel like, oh great, they want to go home and right. I'm like down to talk to you. I don't know. It's actually really nice.
Yeah, no, I imagine that it is, but you have to have like a lot of confidence.
Yes and no. Well, yeah, you definitely kind of feel like a fish out of water. Like everyone's watching me right now. And
especially
I look
in a
so
new country.
Odd, but no one actually cares about you.
That is the most important thing you've ever said.
No, no one actually cares.
And I think that like as you grow up, it's like a lesson. You think like everyone is looking at you all the yeah. time. If you embarrass yourself, like everyone's thinking about it.
Yeah.
And once you come to learn that literally nobody cares about you, it is so, well, you're like a famous person. So like some people do care yeah. about you, but like no. just like socially, when you come to realize that, like there's so much freedom with that lesson. Like
absolutely.
No one's thinking about you.
It's so true. And you know what? New York actually kind of warmed me up to that first.
Yes.
Cause I started doing like this thing, like where I take myself out to dinner every Sunday. Like I actually love it. I go
love
to dinner.
That.
This is odd, but I don't know if you've ever gone to go get like a foot rub. It's like
$35
yeah, of course. For like an hour.
It's the best.
It's like literally.
I'm more of a back girly, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Love.
So I love to go get like at least a glass or two of rosé. Go get a foot rub. It's like literally the best thing that's ever happened. My best friend now does. And she's like, this is probably the best piece of advice you could have ever given me. But yeah, I do that. And I was talking about foot rubs for a second. I was like, why do I talk about foot rubs?
We like to call the show the morning tangent. We just go off.
There you go.
Yeah.
But it's just like nice, like, get to go to dinner and date yourself for a little bit.
I couldn't agree more. I also feel like coming off the heels of your breakup, you were so booked and busy.
Always.
Work-wise.
Yeah.
So you like, I actually feel like that's a blessing in disguise. You don't really have time to like sit in your own self-pity and just be sad.
Yeah.
You have to cash those checks.
Absolutely.
Which is the best.
I mean, like I'm not saying no to it.
Right,
like, let's
right.
keep it coming.
You just got so free. Let's take on more work.
Almost like a little too free though at
yeah.
times. But at the same time, I don't know. I really needed that moment to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have it right now, which is nice. It comes in spurts right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I've kind of designed my life to be that way this year.
Yeah.
Just to like really kind of be in the city.
I also, you've had such a jam-packed career since The Bachelor. I always forget that you also hosted like a bunch yeah. of seasons.
Yeah, it's kind of odd, right?
What was that like going from a contestant to a lead to a host, which I think like is the dream.
I mean, it's kind of amazing. Like I still pinch myself over it because I don't think I ever realized exactly what was going on.
It was crazy
because it's just like okay yeah like, and you
say yes to everything.
Exactly. And it's basically your family. You've done it time and time. I've been with them for like what, 4 years now,
right?
So you kind of just didn't think twice. But at the same time, I like cannot even believe, like, do you remember me on cold season?
Honestly,
I don't know if you do, but like
honestly, yes,
I was the quietest,
yep,
shyest, like little, I don't even know what I just probably bat my eyelashes.
Right. But then you really came into your own
yeah.
on Paradise.
Okay. I loved Paradise though.
And just, you were like, everything. Everything. Like I just, and I don't even watch The Bachelor anymore. So like my frame of reference from like Bachelor history
yeah.
is really the last couple of years that you were on. And you were just a star. I feel like you never really shied away from being yourself. You always pulled out the looks. And I have so many questions about Paradise because I can't imagine like anything worse than getting ready in the heat. There's no air conditioning.
Ooh.
Like the hair, the sweaty makeup. Like for me personally, as like just a big sweater, it is my worst nightmare. And you might as well have been in Antarctica. You just showed up everywhere like snatched to the gods.
Listen, okay, I feel bad for you for number one, but this is the thing. I love the heat. I don't sweat.
What? Oh, you're from OC.
No, I like live for it. Like, so it was like the perfect situation for me to even have my season in Palm Springs, which
right.
was 122 degrees.
That would have been my worst nightmare. I would
literally
have turned it down.
The men looked like they had like just showered, and I was just like, why are you guys hot? I'm
yeah.
confused. Like,
sweating through their
it.
Shirts.
I loved it.
Oh.
So I don't know. Paradise is like
Paradise.
Very my element. I'm also half Mexican, so it's like
right.
it's like home.
I get it.
You
I get
mean?
It. Well, like, you did it flawlessly.
Well, thank you.
And
I mean, sort of. But like,
I mean, I'm sure there was a lot we didn't
a margarita
see.
Margarita helps.
right. But in terms of getting selected to be a host, I feel
yeah.
like there's so many contestants that come out of the show. People love them. They get tons of different jobs, opportunities.
Yeah.
But to be selected by Bachelor Nation for that job with Caitlin, obviously.
Yeah.
What did that feel like? Did you feel like you were just better than everyone? Because I would have felt that.
Oh, way. My God. No. I was like, are you sure? Like,
you're sweet.
Is it me? Like, but also, it's very nerve-wracking because like, you feel like you have to, like, uphold a lot, like you have to be on a certain level,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, I'm still you're like the same. I was a contestant,
right?
And now it's a host, and like you don't want to like try to make people feel like I'm inferior.
Right.
I don't know. It just it's a different dynamic, but also at the same time, like it really did build me up. And I also feel like I was meant to be in that.
You were. You were killer.
I feel like that's like what I want to do for my life. And so like.
Perfect place to start.
I'm really happy.
Good.
And I'm thankful. But like also like. Damn straight.
Yeah, no, you killed it.
Thank you.
And though, in terms of getting back out there dating wise, yeah. I'm assuming I know the answer to this question, but would you ever date Bachelor Nation?
Absolutely not.
That's what I figured. And I think that's the sentiment from a lot of people who go on the show and it like doesn't work out.
Well, the reason why though too is just like, it's really hard having a public relationship and I can't even imagine what a celebrity feels like. But for me, for Bachelor, like those fans are such diehards and they feel like they have to be in on everything.
There's an entitlement.
Absolutely. But even like you can say like, oh, we're just in a funk today. We're just not doing well. Like they will completely come up with an entire different scenario. And you're like, wait, I just actually told you what the problem was.
Right.
And now you're running with this tangent and it's like this whole thing you have to like fight. And it actually starts shit in your relationship.
Of course.
And I'm just like, do you want us to work out or do you not want us to work out?
Me and Jackie always say normalize looking miserable in relationships because a lot of times we'll get paparazzi pictures and it'll turn into a whole story like trouble in paradise.
Right.
But like we're human beings. Like if I was photographed with Ben, like people would think we're getting divorced every single day. Like I'm just a miserable person. Like
it's just like what I look like.
Normalize looking miserable.
Yeah.
Because it's just a part of life. Not every part of a relationship is going to be like the best ever
all the
time. It's so
true. And like that's also weird if it is always like that.
100%.
You know what I mean? So like you guys would be talking to him like it's not always like, you know, roses in your relationship. It's, like what's wrong with you?
It's so true. So I just love seeing you in the season of your life. And
what's
next for Tayshia?
God, I mean, hopefully more hosting opportunities. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's like really where I'm trying to like hone in right now.
Well, you're always welcome here at the Morning Toast.
Oh, well, thank you. Honestly, and it's the cutest set ever. So like
thank
I feel
you.
Right at home.
Yes.
But other than that, like right now, I'm really just trying to come into like the world of me being like a single woman that can actually provide for herself and like
there's no better feeling.
Feel confident. No, it is really not. And it's like really confident in herself. Mm-hmm. I have a lot to offer.
Girl, you have a lot to offer.
Well, thank you.
You always have.
It takes a lot to like actually like feel that way though.
I know. And you know, the last time you were on the show, I think it was before you were the lead. I think it was right after Paradise. You were still living in OC.
Yeah.
And you were still this just like wonderfully charismatic, positive person. Like you have this almost toxic positivity about you.
Really?
Like you are so smiley all the time. Like you're so nice. You're so lovely. And it's nice to see that like after all, you know, the opportunities and where you've come from, you're really still the same bitch.
Oh, thank you.
And I mean that in a positive way. Also, another thing we say here at the Morning Toast, normalize saying the word bitch. Like
oh, wait.
It's a positive word.
It's definitely a high used word in my vocabulary. You're
no,
fine.
Same. And like everyone's like, bitch. It's like endearment.
I was just saying it's endearing.
Yes.
That's me and my best friend call each other all day, every day.
So
but
I know
you've
been
time,
here in a while. I didn't want to like make you feel bad.
No,
you a bitch.
No. I would be offended if you didn't call me a bitch, okay?
Thank God.
But like also, my family and my best friend keep me very humble too. So it's also really nice to like have that very like solid
foundation. Mm-hmm. Has it been hard to live further away from them, like harder than you expected?
I mean, honestly, I'm like, I'm never coming home. They're like, you haven't been home forever. Like, can you please come back? I'm like,
no.
Like, I'm actually not.
You're living your best life.
I love being here, but good. I've also lived at home my entire life.
Right.
And so I think my parents are finally to the fact, like, you've been home for every holiday. Like, you don't have to come home.
Right.
Anymore. Like,
right.
Go do your thing.
Are you on any dating apps?
No.
Are you against it?
Yes.
For what particular reason?
Just because, like, I'm a hopeless romantic, and I really feel like I'll just, like, run into, like, my man, like, on the
in
street.
In front of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, my God, please.
Yeah,
just,
I feel
like,
that.
Across, like, this, like, the crosswalk, and you just, like, see him, and he, like, winks at you, and it's just, like, this whole romantic freaking thing.
Yeah.
Like, I really thought I was going to fall in love in London.
Yeah, no, I could have totally seen that for you, like, a London businessman.
Yeah, because, like, there was this guy that, I don't know if you saw my stories, but I was actually, like, in my hotel room, and I was dancing around in, like, my underwear and a
see.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
And there was a guy that was, like, actually looking at me, and I... How romantic could that have been? Like, he was actually really cute and we fell in love.
Normal, not a serial killer.
But also, like, I definitely got a better look at him and I was like, absolutely not. So,
where was he? Like, across the street?
So, the buildings are very close, like, here in New York.
Right.
And he, like, my window's here. His work building / office cubicle is right there. Didn't really realize that they were, like,
that close.
And I guess it was a work day. I was on vacation. And literally turned around, he's giggling. Straight up looking at me, and I'm just like, oh, I just like grabbed everything I had. Like,
okay, I have to say, like, it does sound like a meet cute, but it also sounds like a peeping Tom.
No, wait, yes, it could have been really creepy. It,
like,
actually,
it's funny how you could put a spin on something like it's really cute, but also like really scary.
I didn't even think about like I could have gotten that could have been a serial killer.
Yeah, like, no, or like he would like take pictures of you and then become
like
obsessed
Joe.
With you and like start like a wall in his house with pictures of you.
Oh. my, wait, now I'm scared to travel by myself.
That wasn't the point of what I was trying to say.
Gosh dang it.
It just goes to say, you know,
be careful.
Perspective is everything.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just going to like live in my fantasy that like.
And you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to burst your love bubble. You know what? I'm toxic and I'm sorry and I apologize. It's fine.
We got to think about these things.
We're going to dive into the Fast Five. And I want to know, like, are you a pop culture girly? Because you, it's a weird place to be in when like you're a fan of pop culture, but then you also become a part of it.
Yeah.
What is that like?
I am and I'm not. Mm-hmm. Like everyone expects you to kind of like be binging all these TV shows.
Right.
Like I think part of the reason I took a step back from Bachelor Nation, there's a multitude of things, but also like I can't really like give a lot of input on it because I kind of stopped watching the shows.
Of course. Just once you see how the sauce is made.
Well, yeah, but like it was just a lot for a minute. I just needed to breathe. Mm-hmm. So even with like, I watch Real Housewives and whatnot.
Right.
I watch obviously Keeping Up.
Of course. What did you think of the first episode?
Okay. I'm actually obsessed with it.
So good.
But also I feel like they kind of did like a little like Bachelor twist because like they don't go in like their little interview rooms anymore. Yeah. Like it's like Kim like talking on the side of the set.
Yeah, it's giving documentary.
I kind of love it.
Me too. It's very real.
Right?
Yeah.
But okay, wait, do you like the vibe of it?
I loved every moment.
Freaking second of it.
I thought it was much better than the E! Show in the sense that E! Show had so much filler.
Yes.
So much idiotic pranks. And you know what? Not everything is going to be high drama all the time, but I really am interested to see how they live day to day. Like, what do you eat for lunch? I thought like what they were eating at the barbecue was so interesting.
No, it was. And like, I love how Chloe was like, I kind of forgot what it feels like to have the cameras. And Kim was like, just pretend they're not there. Like,
right. Talking about the cameras is normal.
It was so cool.
I completely agree.
I don't know. I feel like very close to them. I don't know why. And Chloe just looks so bomb.
No, I know. I feel very close to them too, in like a delusional way.
No, it's. Yeah, I know you do. Like when they you love them.
When
you
they get together, I'm like, where? Why the fuck? And I'm dead serious. Like, how was I not invited? Like, I feel actual FOMO for people like who have no idea who I am. It's rude.
Honestly, God, I want to meet Kim.
I know. I have met her.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well. I'll tell you this. I was at the Beverly Hills Hotel once having dinner and she looked back at me. Like, I think she looked and then she like looked back again.
Well, you know, she watches The Bachelor.
I know. Well, one time she was actually looking at her phone and there was a picture from the paparazzi, like from right behind, and it was my face on her phone. Like she was reading an article.
What?
And yeah, I kind of freaked out semi.
Wait, that's the craziest thing ever.
I know.
What was the article about? Did you recognize it? It was back when
it was like a Colton season. It was like me, Hannah, and Cassie, I think.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I know. I kind of felt, I don't know. It was like very cool.
No, that's literally like, put that on my tombstone. That's a cool thing.
I know. Like she knows my face.
Yeah, of course.
Which is so wild.
She watches. She totally knows who you are. I feel like you could meet her soon.
Okay, so like Kim, like I want to be on a Skims campaign.
Well, you know, we have it on, you know, decent authority that Kylie actually listens to the podcast.
Really?
Yeah. So if you, not every day, but feel free to speak into the camera directly. Hi, to Kylie. Kylie.
Hi, well, you're iconic. And also, I want some lip kits.
Yeah, oh yeah. By the way, same.
Yeah,
too.
Let's get those.
Okay, so Tayshia's going to join me for the Fast Five and Dear Toasters. So without further ado, I think it's time to dive into the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast. And today's episode is brought to you by Honey. Thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. So how it works is imagine you're shopping at one of your favorite websites. For me, I buy electronics, I buy food, I buy clothing, makeup, all with Honey. And when you check out, the Honey button drops down and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons. And if it finds a working one, you'll watch the price drop. I just got a new computer. First thing I did, download Honey. They even offer cash back at thousands of stores. So it's basically like earning cash rewards for just shopping. If you don't already have Honey, you are straight up missing out on savings. So by getting it, you're doing yourself a solid, and we'd never recommend something we don't use. So you can get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/toast. That's joinhoney.com/toast. Today's episode is also brought to you by fastgrowingtrees.com. Spring and summer are the seasons for finally getting outdoors and for entertaining pool parties, barbecues, etc. But if your yard looks like a plant cemetery, then you're not going to enjoy it as much. Get your place looking great, like a resort, with easy, fast-growing trees. When it comes to caring for your plants, know-how matters, and that's why fastgrowingtrees.com's expert curates thousands of plant varieties that will thrive in your specific climate, location, and needs. There's no waiting in lines, no messy cars from hauling plants all over town, because you order online or over the phone, and your plants are shipped straight to your door in 1 to 2 days, plus they're growing and care advice is available 24/7. Whether you're looking for increased privacy, shade, or adding some natural beauty to your yard, Fast Growing Trees have the perfect plants and the expertise to help you find them. Even if you never had a green thumb, like myself, they'll make you feel like you do. And a million home gardeners have already seen what fastgrowingtrees.com can do for them. As you guys know, we once had a plant and it died because we are not plant girlies. Mick Plant, rest in peace. You will be missed. Thank you for all you did here at the Morning Toast. But Fast Growing Trees having like a whole hotline for advice if you're not a plant girly is really, really helpful. And with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, you can trust everything will be healthy for years to come. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/toast right now, and you'll get 15% off your entire order. That's 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/toast. Fastgrowingtrees.com/toast. All right, Tayshia, are you ready?
I am ready.
So I know you said you watch Housewives. You don't watch Potomac, which is just a huge flaw in you. Like, you need to watch Potomac, especially when you've confided in me before the show that you're watching Orange County. And I know you're from there.
Listen, how can you not watch it, though? Like, they're literally in my backyard.
Oh, how can I not watch it? Easily.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it's really, it's bad. It's gone downhill.
It's real. The music video?
I mean, okay, wait, I don't even want to talk about it because, like, honestly, I'm... The secondhand embarrassment is real. It's to the point where I was watching. I was like, absolutely not. Close my computer. Horrible. I was gone.
You see them around town when you're in OC?
Yes and no. I've seen like Emily and Gina. And
I like them actually. Yeah. Emily and Gina.
They're kind of fun. But I haven't like really interacted with them, no.
Would you ever be a housewife?
Not yet. I didn't say no, but like... Depends which one.
And where the franchise is. Like, right now, OC's in a lull, so you like, don't want to be associated.
I want to be, like, Beverly Hills Housewife.
Girl, me too.
I mean, come on. Who doesn't?
Well, there's some big news coming out of Potomac, and I'll explain to you why it's important.
Okay.
So Ashley Darby has announced a separation from her husband, Michael. No one is the root cause, she says. Hmm. So the Real Housewives of Potomac star told Bravo's Daily Dish on Tuesday. She said, almost 8 years ago, when Michael and I said I do, we anticipated sharing every single day together from that moment forward. Unfortunately, that is not our current reality. We have decided to separate. We are aware that there will be many viewers speculating as to why we have made this decision. People will be quick to assume that the causes were too much intrusion by reality TV into the most personal parts of our lives, age gap issues, cultural problems, or child rearing differences. Pieces of all these may have affected our pure love for each other, but no one reason is the root cause for our mutual decision to go our separate ways. Mm. We are now both at very different stages in our lives, and we have different goals for the future, yada, yada, yada. So let me tell you why this is like...
Please explain.
Okay. So Ashley came on the scene. Husband Michael, much older than her.
Okay.
And just like a weird guy. But you know what? Like she stood by him and it was actually admirable after all they'd been through. She like ride or died for this man, even after he was accused of like horrific things. So it was crazy. So he was accused of sexual assault to multiple staff on the production team.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like grabbing guys' asses. And there have long been rumors of him being gay. And, you know... Eventually, the charges got dropped, but there was, like, weird footage.
Yeah.
It was, like, a crazy couple seasons of Potomac, and it was all really about Michael. He cheated on her with a stripper while she was pregnant. Really, like, not a good guy. But through and through, with every allegation, she was a really good housewife in the sense that she shared everything.
Okay.
She had really uncomfortable conversations on TV. She found out about the stripper on TV, and she handled it like a champ.
Wow.
But through and through, she never left his side. And they kept having more babies. And so I think she just gave birth to her third, or she's pregnant with her third, whatever, something about the third baby.
Okay.
And now fans are like, why now? And it really seemed to me like she wanted to have kids.
Yeah.
And as many as she could. And then she bounced.
And then she was like, she got her dream. She got what she wanted.
What she wanted. And you know what? I think Ashley Darby is an amazing housewife and I really like her. And even though I don't agree with a lot of the times she defended Michael, I'm kind of happy for her. Like she got her kids.
Yeah.
And now she can bounce.
I mean, I feel bad for her.
Like, I know. It was really tough.
How do you stand by? I mean, you know, every relationship is different and you always like have your own opinions.
And you never know what's really going on. You never would
know what it's like to actually be in that relationship. So, but like power to her for like, I guess, sticking in it as long as she possibly could. But I'm happy that she's now getting out of it. I agree with you. Like,
I know. And they discussed last season that she didn't have a prenup. He has a lot of money.
Oh, gosh.
So... We love that for her. She's taken half and her kids.
Okay, well, she got what she wanted.
I know, and I feel like now we're going to see her in the next couple seasons.
Totally
like,
different light.
I know, and, like, she's going to be iconic. Like, she's going to be, like, you, like, independent. And I'm telling you, like, I just see I see.
Is she fun? Like,
she's everything. She like loves to drink. She like was always drinking a Corona. Even she's just cute. She's also like a pot stir, bone carrying housewife. Oh. And
there always has to be a little bit of that. Of course. You can't not be a housewife and not have that.
But I think, and she's never been like afraid of a fight. I think that like she is going to enter like the next couple years as like one of the greatest housewives of all time without Michael. The Michael stuff was always bringing her down. Like, no one could really take her seriously.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, well then this is actually really good news. I'm actually really excited to see this. Maybe I'll tune in.
I can't believe you don't watch Potomac. It is the most underrated franchise. I think it's up there with Beverly Hills.
Wait, what?
And people don't give it enough credit.
I thought Jersey was up there with Beverly
Hills. Jersey's also really good this season. But Potomac is just this underrated franchise because I think a lot of people haven't heard of Potomac geographically.
Yeah.
It's a newer franchise, but I'm telling you, like, we just came off some of the great, like, I can't believe you don't know about Monique vs. Candace. Like,
no. No, I don't.
It's so good.
Okay, how many seasons are there?
Not that many. I think maybe they just wrapped their sixth.
And is it necessary to binge the entire thing, or can I, like, hop in at a certain
You're
going
to want to.
Okay.
It's that good. And, you know,
Jesus.
Me and Jackie both binged it like 2 years ago. So we haven't even been watching from the beginning.
Okay.
It's so enjoyable. And they have some characters, especially in the beginning, like Katie Ross, who I hear is coming back. Like,
oh, my gosh.
It's so good. And it like makes me annoyed that like it's not as popular as other franchises. Like, it was the same kind of story as Real Housewives of Dallas, which I'm not sure you watched.
No.
It was canceled, and you know what? Like, it wasn't that great.
It just wasn't it, yeah.
But they launched at the same time, and, like, Housewives fans have been watching for so long, I think they're very skeptical of new franchises.
I was just gonna say, I feel like they have, like, their shows that they stick to, and, like, that's it.
And there's, like, a hierarchy,
yes,
you know?
Yes, yes,
but Potomac is that bitch, I'm telling you.
Really?
I will preach the gospel of Potomac to anyone.
I mean, if you said it's all the way up with Beverly Hills, okay, fine.
Yeah,
okay,
when people ask me my top two franchises, I'll usually say Potomac and Beverly Hills, and I'll only not say Jersey, because Jersey this season is amazing.
Yeah.
But not every season is as good,
right,
you know? But
right.
They always keep it good. They're never entered
it's
a place.
It's always juicy, and there's always a lot of family drama. Like, we get it.
They've never gotten it to a place of, like, OC or New York, which right now is both experiencing some just really horrendous content.
Really bad.
Lows. What do you think about the news that Real Housewives of New York is now being split into two shows? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, but I'm excited for, like, the OGs to come back.
Me too.
But, like, this whole new spin on it is a little confusing to me. Like, is Julia Fox, like, really being
considered?
That's what
considered? I was going to say. And if so, like, I don't think that's a show I'm interested in watching.
I don't think that's a show I'm interested in watching either, which is so weird to me because I feel like, yeah, but you know what? People always say this. Like, people are always so pissed for, like, a certain bachelor or bachelorette.
True.
And guess what? Your ass is watching it every single week.
It's
and here you are commenting and, like, so obsessed, and you're in love and you're in bed ready to watch it.
No, you are 100% right about that. You know what? I actually have another question for you.
Yeah.
That scene of you.
Oh, God.
Emerging from the pool.
Yes.
In the red bikini.
Yes.
Looking like a smoke show and a half. How many times did you have to do that?
Wait. Question. Okay.
It was the one they used in the promo like 1,000 times.
Okay, so that was an orange bikini. That was my season.
Sorry.
Only because I did it also in a red bikini with Colton during his season. But I don't know if that actually aired.
The parallels.
Mm-hmm. So it actually stemmed from being in Singapore coming out of the water.
Got it.
And I was doing a whole like little Halle Berry moment. And it ended up being like my thing.
It was.
And then, so in the pool, I probably only did about 3-4 times.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
You've got a lot of upper arm strength.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, I mean, that I like live for moments like that.
It was so iconic. And I love how they knew it because they used that in every single commercial like 1,000 times.
It was, I mean, first of all, it's kind of rude because they didn't tell me that they were going to do that.
You should have been
like, I thought I was just going to be part of like the episode.
Overall,
next
right.
thing you know, it was like my...
Everywhere.
Yeah.
You should have gotten paid extra for that.
Maybe. Yeah. What the heck? We have a bone to pick.
For how many times I used it in commercials? Like,
it's true.
It was so good.
Well, thank you.
You get a lot of people slide into your DMs.
You know what? No.
Really?
Like, I don't really check them, though, but,
girl,
like, no.
I would love to go through your DMs with a fine-tooth comb. Like,
wait, honestly, that would be kind of fun.
I know. Give me your phone.
Honestly.
I won't say people's names. I won't say people's names.
No, wait. This is... Where is it?
You don't have to. You don't have to. Maybe afterwards, though.
Okay.
We have to.
That could be kind of fun.
I know. I can't believe you don't, like... I would obsess over who DMs me. I feel like there's just probably, like... famous people in your DMs just sitting
there.
Yeah,
but okay. Unless it's, like, Channing Tatum or, like, Jack Harlow, like, I don't want to hear it.
Okay, so who is your, like, celebrity all-time...
Well, all time, obviously, Matthew McConaughey, but like,
oh, interesting.
Liam Hemsworth, I think he's taken, so like, I can't.
I think he's
but
taken
Channing,
too.
I'm so upset at the news. I just saw the picture of her, like him and Zoe yesterday.
And Channing Tatum, yeah, is also unavailable.
Well, also, Jack Harlow.
Yeah, but like, you would have to wait in line with a million other people.
But this is the thing, and this is the bone I have to pick with this. First of all, he's, I think he's 23, 24.
He's super young.
Yeah. I've been into him since his first album 6 years ago. So where were y'all at?
Oh, you know what?
Where were y'all at?
You can cut the line.
Wait.
The line of people waiting outside to date Jack Harlow.
No, that's what I'm trying to
say. You get to the front. I didn't even know he was a singer up until like 2 weeks ago.
It's literally to the point where my friends, after First Class came out last week or 2 weeks, whatever, my girlfriends, like random people, were just texting me being like, I only know of this man because you were the person that introduced me to him years ago. Driving in your car, blasting all of his songs.
That's
huge. Pick up your phone. Like, I know, Sylvia, like, I know everything about Jack.
Say it to Jack. Say it
Jack. I'm your girl. Wait, that was like so awkward. Hi, my name's Tayshia. Jack, I'm available. Like, what do you do?
DM me. I don't know. I've been married for 100 years. DMs?
Have you ever? Well, no.
No. But like, I mean, I've slid into like a gay man's DMs.
Okay.
Like, which I'm just like, hey, queen, what's up? Like,
is it acceptable to do that?
I don't know. I'm not entirely sure, but like I've said many times, there is a gay man living inside of me. So I feel like I really relate to the gay men. And that's why I feel very confident DMing gay men.
See, that's, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But like me as a woman, like, should I think like trying to date?
Oh, yeah. The thing is, you'll never know until you try. And like, life is short. Take risks.
Stop it. She is smiling so hard as she's saying this, which means absolutely not. I mean, I don't think I ever would, but I'm just saying, like, isn't that so cringy? Like, doesn't that seem like a fangirl?
It does, but I it really depends on what you're saying. What is the context of a conversation sliding into a man's DMs?
Right.
Like, if you're saying like, hey, I'm a big fan, like, that's losery.
Are you joking? No.
But if you have something like, oh, my friend Sarah, like, you know, like if you have common ground,
yeah,
you have to say the perfect thing.
Right. For them to actually pay attention and be like, okay, wait, she's not creeping me out. Like,
right. The check mark helps.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But I would definitely recommend that you do that.
Okay, well, I compile a list.
Yeah, just think about it.
Okay.
You're making a list and checking it twice.
I love that.
So we're sending our best to the Darby family, but I do think this is the best for everyone.
Agreed.
Next up, Lizzo is in a relationship. She revealed that she's currently dating someone, and she went basically on Radio Andy, getting the scoop. Love Radio Andy.
Yeah.
So she was spotted out twice with a mystery man, and he was wearing a mask and a hat both times. So, like, no one could see who it was. We didn't know if it was someone famous.
Right.
And she revealed on Radio Andy that she has been seeing someone for a while. He's not a celebrity. And then Andy asked, like, what's it like to be so famous and date someone who's not famous? And if it's weird. She said, it's not weird if you have the right person. If you have the right person, no, not at all. It's not even a factor. It should be a mutually supportive no matter what that... It should be mutually supportive no matter what that person does. So I love that Lizzo's in a relationship. I love that she's dating someone not famous. Because, like, she's such a big star. Like, a lot of celebrities use dating as, like, a means of climbing.
PR thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's just, like, so famous that she doesn't need it. And she's just, like, dating someone who makes her happy.
Yeah.
And I love that for her.
No wonder she's been, like, literally glowing and, like, the happiest, living her best freaking life.
And her music is, like, very positive.
Exactly. Like, behind the scenes, like, she has it going on. And she's, like, in a relationship. And nobody else is meddling into that. Like, it's probably so refreshing.
Peaceful.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on dating as someone who's well-known by other people? Like, do you find it makes it more difficult to date?
To be honest with you, I don't really date very much.
Right.
It's just really hard.
Yeah.
I guess you just don't know, like, people's intentions at times. 100%. And, like, I don't want to be the person to be, like, constantly on the lookout and, like, be hyper-vigilant, like, what are your intentions?
Right, like paranoid.
It's just, like, a little weird. But also at the same time, I will say, like, people in New York are so nice and friendly. And I feel like they also aren't, like, weird.
Yeah, people in New York are a different breed. Like, nothing fazes them.
Yeah.
And it's nice, especially for dating. Yeah.
And also, you feel like a lot of people are watching, but not everybody's watching, which I love, too.
But do you think when you do start, like, diving in more into the dating scene, you're going to gravitate towards famous people or non-famous people?
I mean, again, Jack, if you're listening, absolutely. But I'm not opposed.
Yeah.
I think it really depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely would not do it for, like, social climbing or PR stunt.
Right.
Because that just seems like a freaking headache. And I can't not be truthful.
But
so,
it has to be fun, you know?
I mean, it could be fun. Like, very scandalous. But, like, whatever. But also dating, like, a very normal human also sounds really fun, too.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah.
And I just imagine Lizzo in a relationship is probably, like, the best girlfriend. She's so funny.
So funny. I was just going to say, she's probably so fun.
She's so charismatic. She doesn't give a fuck.
I want to know what their dates are like.
I know. I want to know how Lizzo, like, got to this place of mental clarity. Because, like, it seems so healthy, even with all the fame.
All of it.
I I'm so jealous of people who so clearly are living their best lives. Yeah. And like really, everyone says like, I don't care what people think, but like I care a lot.
But, actually, yes.
Yeah, but she's one of those people you could tell like she totally talks the talk and walks the walk. And I love to see people who clearly have just like really good mental health. I mean, well, of course, you never know what people are going through, but like, yeah. She just seems so positive and like actually happy.
No, I agree with that. It's not a facade. It's not like she's like putting it on in front of the camera. It's right. Like, she, yeah, there's, you can definitely tell when it's like genuine.
Yeah, it's like almost tangible.
But also, I almost feel like she's gotten where she is because she's unapologetically herself. And like, yeah. It's not because she's, you know, stick thin, amazing, like model body, right. And like this, that. Like, people genuinely love her because she's an insane singer.
Uh-huh.
I love like just like
her energy,
her confidence, her energy, everything that she exudes, like is relatable, and
so
people
true.
Just love her for that. It's like, I feel like that has to be like a major confidence boost. Like,
right, you're right. Like, she got famous being exactly who she is.
Yeah.
It's and not, she never had to change. Like, I think exactly. A lot of people will tell you their experience in the industry was like, they were always told like, cut your hair, get a nose exactly. job, lose weight.
Exactly.
And she got to just like rise to A-list stardom as completely authentically herself. And that yeah. must just be like the best feeling in the world.
She's good as hell.
I literally love that. I love Lizzo. I thought she was great on SNL also.
She's amazing.
Her new music sounds fabulous. I saw her perform at Global Citizens Festival in the city.
Gosh. How was
and
it?
And she was just like another level. And the flute just gives me life. It is the most random thing. And
I was going to say, I would never put her and a flute together.
No, she was in marching band and she just
but
like
it's actually magical.
It's magical. And every time she brings it out, it's like a combination of funny.
Yeah.
Unbelievably shocking how talented she is. And when you think about it, like singing, dancing in front of so many people is so tough. Like your breath work, probably you have to have like really good breath work.
Yes.
And then to blow a flute.
Wait, that's, I never thought about that.
I'm always thinking like, how is she not out of breath?
She
I just stand
practice.
Up for 10 minutes and I cannot breathe. Wait. Like I'm choking. By the end of the show, I'm like, I need to go to the hospital.
I never, like, does anybody have a bag? What is it called? Like no, one like, of those bags?
I need a brown paper bag.
Yes.
So I always think, I'm like, that is so impressive that she can also do all that and
it's
blow
so
a
true.
Flute.
I never thought about that. It's so true.
Kudos
to Lizzo.
Kudos to Lizzo.
Literally killing it on all fronts.
I'm good on it, Radio Andy, for getting the scoop. Like, we actually all want to know. Next up, I have any excuse when I have a new guest on to talk about the Smith family, because I'd love to hear their take on the slap.
Okay.
So we have some Jada news, but I want to hear your take on the slap first.
I was so confused. Beyond. I mean, at first I was like, this is a stunt. Like, I feel like Will let me down.
I know.
Just because like I grew up with him, like
America's sweetheart.
Fresh Prince, I literally, I mean, who didn't? But like, yeah. Binge it every single night.
Mm-hmm.
I actually use it to go to bed yeah. at times. So like, I really look up to him. Like, he's always been like such like a light and a positive figure. So like when that happened, I was just like, it actually hurt.
It was such a letdown.
It was such a letdown. And like, I hated associating his name with every article that was coming out.
Totally.
Like,
and it doesn't stop. Especially because him and Jada are very public.
Yes.
Very open. You
yes.
know, red table talk, the entanglement. And now Jaden Smith is giving thoughts on, well, a source is giving thoughts. So we don't know if he actually thinks this.
Not actually him.
But I thought it was interesting just like getting his perspective on Jada like being so open, you know, coming to the table
yeah.
every time there's a fight in the family. Like, some things can be private.
Yeah.
But a source is saying Jaden knows that his family's a little different and how open his mother is about their personal life, and that has never been easy for him. He also goes on to say, no, sorry, this article has 1,000 ads. Get out of here. Oh my God, it's so fucking annoying. So despite this, the discomfort, at this point, he's used to having his personal life on display
yeah.
and even criticized at times. He just wants to move past the Oscars slap. I guess I never really thought about, like, we always know, like, Will and Jada are, like, kind of messy.
Yeah.
But I never thought about the impact that it has on the kids. Especially because Willow's on the show, but yeah. Jaden is not. So he doesn't really have control over what's shared.
It's interesting to me because, like, I can appreciate Jada not being such, like, a refined woman where she feels like she has to, like, pretend like everything's okay. Mm-hmm. And she's able to talk about real life stuff
mm-hmm.
so that people can actually, like, I don't know, learn and feel yeah. relatable.
Everyone has shit.
Absolutely. But at the same time,
some things can be private.
I really feel that way.
Especially family stuff. That's like the one thing.
It's like your kids that you have to like
protect.
You know what I mean? And I'm not saying like, I'm sure she's a phenomenal mom.
Of course.
But for me, if that was my situation, like, I don't know if I would feel good talking to, like, about an entanglement with my daughter, so like, sorry. Right here. Like,
I'm so sorry to interrupt. I just remembered something that I have to tell you.
Oh, God, what?
Okay.
Wait, what?
Do you know Not Skinny But Not Fat?
Yes.
You know she uses that gif of you all the time. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Do you know that it was referenced in her interview with Kim Kardashian?
Yes. What? Okay. You're lying.
Okay. Thank you. Oh my God. Okay.
Wait. So
for those who don't know, Not Skinny But Not Fat is this hilarious Instagrammer, and she loves to use this gif of Tayshia. I think it's from your season.
Yeah.
Where you're saying, it's a lot.
Yeah.
At any time, like, a celebrity is, like, being extra, she'll always post the gif, it's a lot. And it's become, like, her thing.
Yeah.
And Kim Kardashian was on her podcast, and Kim Kardashian follows Amanda, is her real name.
Yeah.
And, like, loves her content because it's very Kardashian focused. And she, in the interview, she was like, it's a lot, as you like to say.
Oh,
she's seen the gif of you.
My God. See, this is the thing. We need to be friends.
It's happening.
The universe. This is so crazy.
I'm sorry to interrupt. My heart
is actually beating kind of fast.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just had to tell you that because I forget everything.
Wait. Okay, so this is iconic. Okay, so this is
it's possible.
This is my moment.
It's possible.
Okay. So Kylie, joking, all jokes aside.
I'm sorry to have interrupted you. Back to Will and Jada. I just wanted you to know that.
That's amazing. I'm so happy you told me that because I wouldn't have.
No, I know. And I totally forgot. It's like a very niche. It's a very niche. What do you think about that gif? It's so funny.
Well, it's because all I ever say is it's a lot. Like,
that was iconic.
I'm sorry, but like.
It's a lot, it's Will a and lot. Jada. It is.
Okay, there's a lot of things that have just been happening recently. It's just, it's a lot to whatever.
And I also see how like. I think a lot of people are very open at the beginning of their careers. Mm-hmm. But Will and Jada are like extremely rich, extremely established, like permanent A-listers. They don't have to like keep telling us everything.
I know.
And it's kind of, at least for me, and I think the general consensus on the internet, it's like, we're now starting to get like annoyed with them.
Well, cause it's like just keeps, yeah, it's just keep stuff to yourself.
Yeah, especially
we don't need
family.
To know about literally everything.
And the entanglement was a lot.
It's, how do you... I mean,
like that should be kept.
What?
And after the slap, like all this content that they've posted over the years has started to resurface, just like content that like rubs you the wrong way. And now it's just like they seem kind of toxic.
I mean, but this is the thing. Is it both or is it just one?
Who do you think is toxic?
I mean, I feel like Jada just like says a little too much.
Yeah,
like,
no.
It's like, it's almost like you want us to talk shit. It's like right. Almost like you want
to constantly be the topic of conversation.
Like, are you doing things to get a reaction? Like, it's, I don't know, it just seems odd to me.
Yeah, and she's the one on Red Table Talk and it's her show, and I actually love the theme of Red Table Talk and like the concept of it.
I agree.
And I love like the three generations sitting and talking hard conversations, but I think a lot of times they do overshare. That's what I'll say.
It's funny though, because like usually I feel like us, like we want to know more.
Of course.
But like, it's funny that we're like, it's a little much.
Because you
like,
want to know why? When it's family stuff, it gives me a pit. I feel like family is the one thing that should always be protected.
It's kind of like the Kardashians. They do a very good job. Like, exactly. And they always have each other's back no matter what.
No matter what. And they'll blow up and they'll overshare.
Exactly.
But they always, at the end of the day, are protecting one another. And the reason why I think they've had such success is because they've remained this unit
forever.
I mean, the Robs and China stuff was like a little chaotic.
Yes,
but
yes,
no,
yes.
They never tethered from being like a strong core family.
And you know you can't mess with them or like poke and pry. And like, with this, it's just like a little too much.
I agree. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
I think that's going to be the name of today's episode. It's a lot with Tayshia Adams. Okay, we're going to keep going into the Fast Five that is brought to you by Stamps.com. Time is money. Don't waste either with repeated trips to the post office. With Stamps.com, you can skip the trip and focus on how to take your small business to the next level. Stamps.com lets you print official postage right from your computer, and it saves you money in the process, so you spend less time at the post office and more time at making your customers happy. So for more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been an indispensable resource for over 1 million businesses. They give you access to all the post office and UPS shipping services you need right from your computer. And you get discounts you cannot find anywhere, like 40% off USPS rates and 76% off UPS. Whether you're an office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. All you need is a computer and a standard printer, no special supplies required. You're up and running in minutes, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. Stop overpaying for shipping with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code TOAST for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts required. Go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code TOAST. All right, next up.
Wait, can I just say one thing?
Yeah, please.
You're like a queen. Like, you like do really well with that.
Thank you so much.
No, like it's really, really good.
You know, it's keeps the lights on here at the Morning Toast. And, you know, when Jackie's here, I feel very comfortable. But with a co-host, you know, I feel like a little nervous sometimes.
Yeah, I get that. I get that because I've done that as right. well. But, like, you just did that in one take, which I just want everybody to know. That's really freaking hard.
Tayshia, that is so nice.
No, it's really hard.
Are you still hosting Bachelor Happy Hour podcast? No. You're over it. Yeah.
Gotta go.
Love that for you.
But I feel like you read books really fast.
I do, actually.
Like, that's also what I got from that.
I talk really fast. What's the last book you read?
Right now, I'm reading The Seven Wives or Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
My favorite book.
Everybody else is reading.
It's so good.
It's really good.
What part are you up to?
I am.
Spoiler alert.
Wait, yeah. I read a lot of stuff.
Say it, but we said spoiler alert, so it doesn't count.
Cecilia stopped talking to her. Mm. And so we're talking about, like, basically Evelyn's like, I lost her forever.
Right.
And this is like where we're trying to depress.
Yeah. And you know that Netflix bought it and is making it a movie.
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I feel like it's everywhere. Like, everyone is talking about it.
It is the biggest book ever. It's so good.
Okay.
It's so good.
I can't wait to finish. And you read it.
I did read it. Okay, next up is something I never thought was, like, two people I didn't even think knew each other.
Okay.
Apparently are friends, and their kids are friends. Jessica Simpson opened up in an interview that her daughter Maxwell and Northwest are BFFs, and that she thinks they're going to be a part of the change in this world. So she was doing an interview, and she said one of Maxwell's best friends is North. And so watching North, she's amazing. She's a great kid, and she will be a part of change in this world, her and Maxwell. She said Eric, her husband, coached North in basketball just recently. Gosh. So it's been really fun because they live in the same neighborhood, so it makes it really easy for the girls to, like, hang out. And I never put these together, like, two rich queens. Obviously, their kids play in the same league. But I'm obsessed. The next book you should read is Jessica Simpson's memoir.
Is it good?
It is one of the best celebrity memoirs of all time. It's juicy as fuck.
Oh my god, because I actually really love her.
Love.
I was a huge Jessica Simpson stan.
Growing up, we have the same birthday, and like that was like I never felt so
That's
special.
Amazing.
I never felt so special in my life. Well, do you know who your birthday buddy is?
Beyonce.
You're kidding.
Yes.
That's like not fair. You just totally went up to me.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, that's iconic. When's your birthday?
September 4th.
Wow, that's a gorgeous day.
I know. It's actually pretty amazing.
So you can relate to, like, feeling better than your classmates in the day.
I mean,
yeah,
I always would be like, it's also Beyonce's birthday, but, like, no big deal.
That's iconic.
I know. It's actually a good one. But so is Jessica Simpson.
I know. And, like, I love her. You will love her book. Me and Jackie have raved about it. Jackie raved about it. It's really long. And for me, like, I have such a short attention span. If a book is over, like, 350 pages,
you're like,
my ass will not read it. Like, I just won't. Or I'll stop, like, halfway through. I couldn't put it down.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Okay, wait. I'm going to read that.
And a lot of celebrities talk in their book about their childhood, which is like the worst part of the celebrity book. Just like tell us the juicy stuff.
Yeah.
But the way she grew up is insane. Like, it's just,
I forget, like, her dad.
Yes.
Ashley. Oh my gosh.
And her mom, like, they ran this church in like a really poor part of town. And like, they just, the craziest stories of how like her mom helped people in the community. It was really amazing. You'll love the book.
Okay, I'm gonna read it.
And then like John Mayer, Nick Lachey,
and like Nick.
It's so good.
Okay, putting it on the docket.
But her kid is friends with Northwest, and I
would have never guessed.
Never.
I guess I forgot like her kid is the same age as North.
Right. And I always forget like how rich Jessica Simpson is from her clothing line. Like, she doesn't
so true.
It's like a $1 billion company, Jessica Simpson Clothing.
Holy mackerel.
And she just bought it.
What a queen.
No, I know. It was owned by Kohl's, I think.
Yes.
She totally bought it out. She owns the company herself now.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
She's a rich queen. So of course, like, her and the Kardashians are just, you know, watching soccer together.
Wait, but I kind of need her to come out with like an album again.
I know. Well, so
how fun would that be?
If you buy the audiobook of her book, the end has a couple songs.
Never released.
Party of One is one. It's really good.
Okay. I'm listening to it tomorrow on my flight to
Orange County. And she talks about her journey with music. Like, it was really toxic because of her dad.
I could imagine.
And there's just a lot there. And she's just a queen.
Okay, so her kids
play with North.
I want to. Okay, you know what I want to know?
What?
If they're friends and they're teenagers, like, what their texting situation would be like. Can you imagine being like those conversations? Like, no. Oh my God. Like, who else is their age? I need to figure this out.
Penelope Disick is their age.
Okay.
I don't know about what other celebrity kids, but what I'm thinking about is like when they grow up and like become like the Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton,
I was just
going clubbing, Pearson paparazzi, Kim, style icons.
It's going to be insane. It's going to be insane.
And like, I might be 50 years old, but like, I will be interested.
100%. I'm like, that is so cute.
I can't wait for that.
No, it's actually going
to
be amazing.
And we're going to be able to tell our kids, like, you know, back in my day, their moms were queens.
Like, our icon.
Yeah, sure, whatever, mom.
They're probably going to think that we're, like, so losers. Old and, like, whatever. Like, why are you into
this? But, like, I will be caring about this.
Absolutely.
For years to come.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even. I'm, like, excited for their looks. I cannot imagine Northwest and Maxwell being teenagers.
I know, but like
the looks they'll serve.
I guess like all parents feel this way, and like I'm not even North's parent, but like they really do grow up so fast.
No,
North was just born. I remember the picture it's that Kim so posted true. Of North in the crib. Like I remember everything.
Okay. Also, did you see the article where like Sandra and Channing, like their kids, got in a fight at school and they went to the principal's office together?
Sandra Bullock and yes. Channing Tatum.
Yes.
They got sent to the principal's office.
Yes. They like something happened. They had like a fight at school. Shook. And like they literally called each parent into the principal's office. And like, could you imagine like sitting there and like Sandra's like the mom to the kid that your kid's getting in a fight with?
I would literally, this is how thirsty I am. I would move to LA, send my kids like the best school and tell them to start a fight with the kid whose parents are most famous. So then I can get called to the principal's office and it's just me and Jason Momoa.
I literally said the same thing. I'm like, I do not condone fighting, but also at the same time, like, just like, you'll, like, tap her shoulder a little
bit. You know,
like,
or tell her she's ugly, you know?
Do whatever it has to take, okay? Do what you gotta do. That is so funny.
I'm telling you, like,
what if they all go to high school together? Wow. Like, see, like, real, what is it? The OC?
Yeah.
Come to life?
Or, like Beverly Hills 90210. Remember that show?
So good. The remake or, like, the original?
Well, I grew up in the remake era.
Okay, well, yeah, I watched
it. With Sinead Grimes.
Yes.
So good.
Silver. Do you remember her name? Silver. And that was her name? Silver?
Her name is Annie.
No, Annie. Yeah, but the other character, her name is Silver. And I remember I wanted to be named Silver so bad. The girl with the short haircut and like really pretty blue eyes.
I don't remember. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Her name was Silver in the show.
Yes. And Annalyn McCord.
Yes.
As Naomi.
Which is such an iconic character.
And Sarah Foster as Naomi's sister. Oh, my God, that's right. Yeah.
That was such a good show.
Amazing. And Meghan Markle was in it.
No.
Yes. So, like, you wouldn't have remembered her, but when she got, you know, famous with Harry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The scene, she's just a random extra who's giving someone a blowjob in the back of a car. And she, like, picks her head up and is like, what? And
you're joking.
No, I swear, it's Meghan Markle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I would have never. Oh, my gosh. Okay, now I really need to go watch it.
The more you know.
Rewatch, honey.
I'm so happy for North and Maxwell.
Yes.
I think I'm about to become a full-time babysitter in the Northern California area.
It's a really good idea.
All right, final story is a little bit of a developing story. I don't know if you know that Blac Chyna and the Kardashians are in court right now.
Had no idea.
So Blac Chyna sued them. They countersued. This is like hundreds of million dollars. She's suing them for damages. She claims that the Kardashians had the TV show Robin Chyna canceled. And like now okay. She's suing for damages. Whatever. It's all back and forth. There's been a lot of news. But now people are like quaking because Blac Chyna's mom, Tokyo Toni, has been making these like unhinged videos on the internet and posting them during the trial. Like she was outside the courtroom yesterday talking about how the Kardashians are so scared of Blac Chyna because they're losing in the courtroom. Oh and God. She went on Instagram Live yesterday and she threatened the judge. She said, I'm going to get that judge.
Oh my God.
And that actually could have like really bad implications for her in court. So Blac Chyna's mom, Tokyo Toni, may have taken her displeasure with the judge a little too far because she's allegedly threatened him in her daughter's trial against the Kardashians. Tokyo went off on the judge while live streaming Tuesday on Instagram from just outside the courthouse where the civil case is underway. She said, I'm going to get that judge. She's reacting to the judge booting her from the courtroom earlier that day. She was asked to leave. And this could be extremely problematic for Tokyo because even an oblique threat against a judge is taken really seriously by law enforcement, especially after attacks against judges and their families have increased measurably over the last few years. She's been super active on Instagram this week, going off on the social media platform on Monday, ripping the Kardashians over their appearance on the first day of the jury selection. So she said the family looked dead and compared Kris Jenner to the bad guy from the movie Saw.
Oh,
she's unhinged. Like she's really out of control.
She seems like I hate calling people toxic, but she's toxic.
No, she's the definition of toxic. And like, honestly, I don't know the legality. I don't know if Blac Chyna has a leg to stand on, but in the court of public opinion, her mom is making her look terrible.
I was just going to say, like, she's basically losing it for her daughter. Like,
right.
Why would you? People do not realize. I know they want to like get their message across on live, but like, honey, you're live.
No.
Like, you can't take that back.
Live is a death sentence.
No, it really is.
No, I think this woman is so insane, and I can't believe that, like, for the next couple of weeks, the Kardashians are going to have to sit in a courtroom with Blac Chyna. God. I'm sure they fucking hate Blac Chyna.
How can you? How can you not? Like, it just seems like it's just, if it's not one thing, it's another.
I know.
What was it before? Like, also, it's Tyga too.
It's Tyga. It was like having a baby with Rob, really just, out of spite.
It's just so messy.
And there was also a bunch of drama last week where she was claiming that she doesn't get paid enough child support, blah, blah, blah. And it was on the Shade Room. Actually, it was really funny. So she was commenting on the Shade Room, and the Shade Room made it a post, like, Blac Chyna claims she doesn't get child support. And Tyga commented and was like, I have my kids 6 days a week. Why would I pay child support?
Oh, shoot.
And then Rob commented, I have my kid every day but Tuesday. Why would I pay child support?
Oh, my gosh.
So they both, like, came together and were comparing how much they pay. And Tyga, I guess, pays, like, a couple $1,000s more a month towards Blac Chyna. And he was, like, making jokes about how he has to pay more. He's like, Rob, how'd you get off paying this love? It was so crazy. So she's just, like, the definition of messy.
Just messy.
And I think her mom and her are just not making her case in a literal sense.
Gosh, dang it. Like, honestly, I feel so bad. Dream is the prettiest child.
And you know what? Like, it's the Kardashians, even after all that they've been through with Chyna, they love that kid. Like,
oh my God.
They treat her so well. But and I didn't know that the kid was living with Rob mostly full time.
I didn't know that either, actually.
I just assumed it was the kid was with Chyna.
Yeah. But I also just feel like there's so many, like, kids in the family, like, it would be so bad to, like, exclude her. And, like, I'm so happy that she's all.
Totally. But the way that she came into this world was just so crazy. That was the crazy. Remember when Rob posted a picture of her vagina on Instagram?
Oh, my Jesus.
That was just.
It's been a freaking roller coaster since day one.
As we refer to it as the vagina. It was just the craziest day in pop culture history.
And, like, to this day.
To this day.
To this day.
Nothing crazier has happened.
Oh, my God.
They were just so messy. I'm actually really looking forward to seeing how this
plays out.
I don't think that the Kardashians had anything to do with Rob and Chyna getting canceled, first of all, because if they didn't want the show to happen, they never would have
happened.
First of all, yeah. Second of all, Rob and Chyna broke up.
Yeah, that's actually so true. Why would they continue it on?
Right, like, you're not together.
It would just be, like, a really messy, like, we don't need another Jerry Springer show, I feel like.
Breaking news.
Oh, my God.
Breaking news. Thank you. Lizzie sent it to me.
Oh, my God.
ASAP Rocky has been arrested at LAX.
Wait, what?
ASAP Rocky was taken into custody as he flew into LAX this Wednesday morning. Eyewitnesses at the airport tell TMZ that the rapper flew into LA from Barbados on a private jet where he was met by cops at the terminal and taken away in handcuffs. According to NBC News, the arrest stems from a November 2021 shooting where an alleged victim claimed that Rocky shot them 3 or 4 times, grazing the victim's left hand. So he was in Barbados because Rihanna's, I think, wants to give birth in Barbados.
Yeah.
And she's, like, she's at the point where you can't really travel. Yeah, so she's staying in Barbados. And I guess he had to come back because he was under arrest and he, like, surrendered himself.
Wait, this is, like, really bad.
And so stressful for Rihanna.
Wait, how can this be happening? Okay, I know. Is she about to give birth, I feel?
I don't think she's there yet because she was able to fly down to Barbados. And they say you can't fly past 7 months. So I think she might still have a good chunk of time.
But still, regardless. Wait, this is really juicy.
Oh my God, my heart is beating right now. So I know. That's the thing. Morning toast.
We get to the bottom of this.
You never know what's going to happen.
Wow.
I know.
This really is, like, the segment you need to be listening to every single morning.
100%.
Which, by the way, my mom listened yesterday and she was like, did you know that it's Theo's birthday?
It is. Oh, thank you so much for saying that. It is Theo's birthday today. Everyone, he turned 5. If you want to go wish him happy birthday on his Instagram, Pups with No Job, check it out. I'm really just wishing the best for Rihanna.
I'm really nervous for her now. And she doesn't need that kind of stress.
I was just going to say that. It's very bad for the baby to be stressful. So we need her to be keeping her peace.
Also, because now she's, like, in Barbados, which is so far away.
I know. So it's like you feel helpless.
Oh, gosh.
Well, breaking news. We'll keep you updated on that developing story. Before we let you go, Tayshia, yes. I need you for our Dear Toaster segment.
Yes.
So we do it every Wednesday. If you guys ever want to write in, it's deartoasters@gmail.com. We've got some unique submissions today, and we just try our best to give advice, you know, that we would give our own sister, you know? And it's brought to you by BetterHelp. People don't always realize that the physical symptoms of stress, like headaches, teeth grinding, and even digestive issues, are indicators of stress. And let's not forget about doom scrolling, not sleeping enough, sleeping too much, and undereating and overeating are all symptoms that you might be going through something, and BetterHelp is here to let you know. It is so easy to find someone to talk to. Stress shows up in all kinds of ways. In a world that's telling you to do more, sleep less, and grind all the time, this is your reminder to take care of yourself, do less, and maybe try some therapy. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, so you can give it a try and see if online therapy helps lower your stress. If you don't find someone that you like. You can switch it really easily with BetterHelp. Finding a therapist who works for you. It's called therapist shopping. It's very common and it's really easy to do on BetterHelp. And the Morning Toast listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/toast. That's BETTERHELP.com/toast. All right, Tayshia, our first submission comes from a girl who needs some help. Hey girls, I'm 24 years old and my roommate and close friend who's 23, we both work at the same restaurant as servers. There's a 60-year-old man who's a regular that comes in every day and has been banned before for drinking too much, being too loud, and being creepy towards and touching the servers inappropriately. This is the man who is now my roommate's new boyfriend. I've told her several times that I don't feel comfortable with having him over at our apartment, and regardless of whether I'm home or not, I still don't feel comfortable. She doesn't think it's fair that he can't come over here and doesn't respect the fact that I'm uncomfortable. He also has his own place that they can go to that's less than 10 minutes away. We also have a third friend slash roommate who lives with us, but she doesn't work at the same restaurant. I just feel weird that he would want to come over and hang around three young girls in their 20s. He has two daughters who are older than us, and I'm not judging my friend for who she chooses to date, but I just personally am not comfortable with him being around. So what I'm wondering is if I'm an asshole for telling my friend that I don't want her boyfriend to come to her apartment, even if I'm not home. It feels like it's pushing a personal boundary since I have to serve him at work all the time since he comes in every day. The reason I'm torn on what to do is because it's still her apartment as much as it is mine. And I do have my boyfriend, who's the same age as me, sleep over sometimes. What do I do?
Wow.
I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot. It's weird, first of all.
100%.
And I know you're not judging your friend, but like I would.
Okay, wait. So I'm just to clarify, she knows about all of these things.
Yeah.
Then I would kind of.
She works at the restaurant too.
What is like the point? What are you doing?
Honestly, like I don't think you're out of bounds for asking him not to come over, especially when you're home. Where it does get a little dicey is like you asking her not to have her boyfriend over when you're not home. Like what's the danger there?
Yeah, I would agree with that. If I'm home, I don't feel comfortable, and like as my roommate and as another person that like pays rent, right. At this place, I would like for you to respect that boundary.
And if he's 60 years old, he probably has his own house. Like, why does he want to hang out with three girls who live together?
But that's what she's saying. That's so creepy and weird.
Creepy.
But also at the same time, I feel like if you express this feeling and she doesn't reciprocate or understand, I think it's your time to kind of move out.
I know. The thing is, like, you're the one who's uncomfortable, so I do think that means you're the one who has to leave.
Exactly.
Not her, because you're the one with the problem. And moving, you know, I don't know where you live, but it's impossible to move in New York right now. It's so tough.
We get it. I mean,
you can be a bitch.
I was just going to say, wait, what are you doing in that situation then?
I mean, if that was me, like, I'm out. Like, my house is my safe space. Yeah. I'm like a real homebody. Some people use their house as a place to sleep and they're out all the time. Not me, bitch. Like, I'm home all the time. I eat at home. I live at home. I host at home. Everything is home. So for me, this is a huge deal breaker. And like, I would spare no expense.
I'd be really uncomfortable. How do you sleep? I would be so uncomfortable. I couldn't do it.
Same. And I would do anything to then find myself a new place where I feel safe. But again, like it's expensive. I think you can try to be really stern with her and maybe try asking her to not have him over when you're home.
Yes.
And see if that makes you feel better.
Yes, I agree.
And like, then try to see
if you can spend more time at his place.
I don't understand why they wouldn't.
That's so odd to me.
It's so odd.
Is that not a red flag?
Obviously. For you? And your friend.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
your friend seems like her priorities are fucked up.
I'm really sorry that you're in that situation.
Because there's a difference between dating someone older. I think a lot of young girls do that. Like, they date someone older for fun and you know, they buy them stuff. It's fun.
Right.
But when this man has like a history of being creepy, it's not the vibe.
It's your turn to get out.
It's your turn to go.
Yeah.
Or maybe you start dating someone and start spending a lot of time at their house. Like start couch surfing on Tinder.
Where does your boyfriend live? Because she said she had a boyfriend. Where's your boyfriend?
Move in with your boyfriend. Now this is the exact step you need with him.
We forgot about that.
This is the exact step you need with him. Be like, babe, I'm really not feeling comfortable at home. I think I need to move in with you. And the next thing you know, you're married.
Can I say tonight? And then next thing you know, he's like, do you want to just move in? Yeah. I forgot. We're helping you out. Okay, wait.
I forgot you had a boyfriend.
Do you love this man?
Yeah.
That's no more details.
The boyfriend is your answer.
I agree with that.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
This next one is psychotic.
Okay. Oh, God.
Hey, Claude and Tayshia. My boyfriend Theo and I have been together for 5 years. We've been living together for 2 years, and we've been discussing next steps and marriage, and I couldn't be more excited. Theo and his two female gay coworkers who are dating each other went out to lunch out of the office this past week. I'm friendly with the couple and I've hung out with them casually a handful of times, but they aren't mine or Theo's like best friends or anything. At lunch, they asked Theo how comfortable he would be by giving them a sperm donation in the near future so that they would be able to conceive a child. Theo told them that I probably wouldn't have any issues with it and that he would love to do that for them. When Theo told me, I shared with him that I was not comfortable with that situation whatsoever. I don't want Theo to have a child in the world that we did not care for, and I don't feel a weird need to co-parent his offspring that's out in the world. If his sperm is going to produce a child, I want it in my uterus and in my home. I also was hurt considering how big of a question that is and that this couple didn't include me in the discussion considering that they know me.
Right.
Theo told me that he would love to provide his coworkers what they biologically cannot do for themselves and that my stance was very selfish. I can see myself as a mom in the future, but I also cannot see myself as a mom. Theo and I could thrive in any scenario, but our recent discussions about our future do not have children in them. I feel like most women just know that they want to be a mom, and I honestly haven't ever felt that feeling, but I may in some time. For context, Theo and I are both approaching 30. The female gay couple is in their mid-30s, and they've been dating for about a year. They aren't married. Ladies, what do I do? Should I tell the couple I'm not comfortable with it and kindly not to ask Theo, knowing that he is comfortable with it, or just give it time and hope that they find another donor? Any advice is appreciated. There's just so much to unpack.
Wait, hold on a second. I need to like just catch my breath quick, because like I actually can't breathe after. I was like holding my breath like the entire time.
There's so many layers. Versus your Theo not asking you and just saying yes
is a like
it's a red flag.
That's rude.
It's such a big decision. It's such a red flag to like not even consider your feelings.
Absolutely, especially because like he's not single.
Right,
he's dating you
and the couple. Asking Theo without the girl present
absolutely
is also a strategic move on their part, because
of course, because they know that he's gonna say yes,
right?
They want to be like, oh my god,
because I don't think a man really thinks about it
No. As
anything other than like fluid he's donating, whereas a girl really sees it as a biological connection.
I agree.
So I mean, this is beyond bizarre.
It really is,
and you have every right to be mad at everyone involved for not including you and then just making a decision that does affect you without you. But where do we go from here? That is, I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, wait, hold on one second. They're engaged or they're just dating?
Just dating for a year.
Okay. I definitely think it would be an entirely different situation if they were engaged.
The gay couple?
No.
Oh, sorry. The gay couple.
Theo and her.
The gay couple are engaged. Theo and her are not.
Yeah, but if Theo and her were engaged, yes, it would be totally different. But also at the same time, damn, this is hard.
I know.
Because I agree, like, you do want to, like... I love that Theo wants to be like super sweet and like help them out.
And I love the sentiment.
But also at the same time, I feel like it's really putting him and his relationship in a really awkward predicament.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I get it. Like, but why do you want his specifically? Like, it's a little strange to me. Like, there are services for this.
Right. And you know what? Like, I think that if you're a couple who needs a donation, whatever your circumstances are, it's actually very easy and I think affordable to get sperm. There are sperm banks. I think where it gets really pricey and complicated is when you buy eggs.
Mm.
So for a lesbian couple, I think that, and a sperm donor, I think you can really customize. Like you can find out this person's family history, medical history, looks,
athletic,
height,
they're tall,
yeah, right,
eye color.
So I feel like it would just be way easier to go to a sperm bank, and then you don't have the whole complicated, like, what if you and Theo, you know, get into a fight? Like with a sperm donor, it's totally anonymous.
Jeez. Okay. What do we tell her? I mean, honestly,
I if it were me,
I would tell them that
I don't want it.
The situation.
Me too.
I would tell them.
And I think honestly, him not telling you and then him being mad at you and calling you selfish, like, huge Theo red flag.
Well, yeah, that's. Is he going to make other like really big life decisions
without
like
you, like without buy a you? House? Like,
that's kind of strange.
Yeah, no, that's really fucked up.
So basically, I think you need to actually like evaluate your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something that you actually see long term that you're going to get engaged to, and like you want to be with this man, and marry, have his. Well,
maybe
have his babies, then I think you should definitely vocalize. If it's something that, like, you know what, you're kind of on the fence and like you've been kind of feeling like maybe this is my guy, maybe not.
This might be
that
your sign.
Could also come into play, and like this might be your sign to be like, you know what, maybe this isn't the relationship for me because he's not considering me in these really like
which
huge
is so
situations.
Fucked up. His answer should have been, I'm
Let
honored you
girlfriend.
Asked me. I have to talk to my girlfriend.
100%.
And the fact that he totally dismissed your feelings and just you in general, like. Is making me mad.
No, I know. I'm kind of fired up.
I don't like this at all. And I think, like, you know what, this might have been a blessing in disguise because
absolutely.
People show like their true colors. And I'm not encouraging you to break up with your boyfriend or anything, but like, I don't know, it's worth thinking about.
I would kind of think about that.
Big time. And just kind of the way a lot of it is bothering me.
Yeah, I agree.
I think you need to evaluate if this is a relationship you want to pursue. And if it is, like, you need to have a major conversation with this man. And don't let him just blow off your feelings. Like, you have completely valid feelings.
And he
feelings.
Can't get mad at you like, oh, I'm trying to help my friend. I understand that. But at the same time, like, do you see a future with me? Because, like,
right.
I should be considered in that as
right.
well.
And the fact that you didn't is huge.
Whoa.
Yeah. Heavy topics here with Dear Toasters.
Wow.
I've got one more for you, Tayshia.
Okay.
Anyways, I have a guy friend in high school who was my best friend. We were always very flirty with each other, very touchy-feely, but we never dated. He got married right when we graduated, and he has since had 4 kids. We're both only 28. We lost touch after high school, and we only really keep up on Facebook. I met my boyfriend almost 4 years ago, and we are totally endgame. He's the love of my life. Well, 3 days ago, my old male best friend messaged me on Facebook and told me he's getting divorced. Then he asked me if I had any single friends and how to use dating apps. I was upfront with my boyfriend. I shared with him all the messages. My boyfriend was not worried. We have a pretty normal, trusting relationship. The weird part is now the guy friend is asking to hang out with us. I understand he's newly single and never lived a single life. I mean, he's never even been to a concert. Oh my God. But I think him asking us to hang out is just so weird. Am I overreacting? Do I tell him no, or do I invite him to our next outing? Any help is appreciated. My boyfriend trusts me. I just don't want to disrespect him. And also, how do I know that the friend isn't trying to infiltrate my relationship? I feel like you're being kind of paranoid.
Yeah.
It seems nice. Like, I feel like it's pathetic.
Listen, I feel like as a person that has actually been divorced and like it's like a very lonely time, like you kind of latch on to people that, I don't know, like are close to you, but also you kind of want to like just get out there and feel like a different vibe. So maybe he's just like looking for some type of friendship.
And it's nice that he thought of you and you think about it. So he's 28. He got married right after graduation. He has 4 kids. He probably doesn't have a lot of friends.
Exactly.
And that's why the first memory that comes to mind is you. And for you, it feels weird. But for him, it's like, oh, my old friend Katie.
Yeah, he probably still thinks like really fond of like that relationship that you guys once had.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But at the same time, I wouldn't hang out with him one-on-one.
Like, no, of course
I would
not.
Definitely invite him, like, as a group setting.
A barbecue.
Like, I don't think that's weird.
I don't think it's weird either. And I think you're right. Like, I mean, I've never been divorced, but I imagine it's extremely isolating.
It is.
Especially when you have friends as a couple and they get, like, split up and, you know, you thought you were really friendly with someone, but they go with the other partner.
You kind of lose, like, all people
right
around
you. So I think
you.
It's sweet that he's reaching out, and I don't think you have anything to be worried about. If your boyfriend seems cool, I thought you were gonna say your boyfriend's being like weird and jealous.
Yeah.
But he's being cool, so just
or like
invite
him. Try to hit on you,
right?
And that's what I thought the situation was going.
Me too. But you're never gonna regret, you know, being nice and offering, you know, an invitation to a barbecue.
Feel it out once.
Yeah.
And if it feels uncomfortable, then like you can also just like, okay, like whatever.
It's like making me sad that he's reaching out to you.
Yeah.
He hasn't made like a ton of really good friends since high school.
Yeah, I think he's just like, he's like trying to like find himself again, truthfully.
Yeah.
And like you kind of revert back to like what you were used to at one point in time. And
it's
like
sweet.
That's you. I think you're being a little paranoid.
Me too. I think it seems harmless. So I would respond. And
okay.
You know what? Just be kind. I think that's the message here.
Yeah. Invite him over.
Invite him over, but like in a group setting.
Yeah.
Those were Dear Toasters. Again, if you ever want to write in, it's deartoasters@gmail.com. Tayshia, you are an absolute queen for being here, giving us everything. Beauty,
thank
grace.
You.
She's Miss United States. Everyone can keep up with Tayshia on Instagram at Tayshia, TAYSHIA. Anything else you want to promote?
No.
Just okay. How nice for you.
For now. I'm happy.
You're just living your best life.
Yeah.
I love you. Thank you so much for being
thank
here.
You so
I really
much.
Appreciate it. You guys, thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us The Morning Toast and leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Have an amazing day. We're back tomorrow with Remy Bader. Bye.
Bye.